Chapter 6, Cardiff. One Sunday morning, 2 years ago, I was at home in Madrid reading the paper in bed. As usual, I had started to read the travel section first because I love reading about different countries. I was imagining life on a small island in the Caribbean when the phone rang.
Hello?
Antonio?
Hey, it's Gareth.
Gareth! How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, he said. How are you?
I've known Gareth since I was a child. Our fathers were university friends, and our families always spent our holidays together in Almeria. Gareth comes from a very old Welsh family and lives in Cardiff. Although Wales was a country I had always wanted to visit, I still hadn't managed to go there.
Listen, I'm calling you to tell you that you must come to Wales at the end of July. This time, you have no excuse, Gareth said.
Why? I asked.
Because I'm getting married, Gareth replied.
Congratulations, I said. I'll be there. I can't miss your wedding. I was excited about finally going to Wales. The only thing that I knew about the country was that a language called Welsh, a completely different language from English, was spoken there. In this sense, it reminded me of the different parts of Spain, which all have their own languages as well. The wedding invitation said that the ceremony and the reception would be held at a place called Castle Coch, 5 miles north of Cardiff. I wasn't prepared for what I saw when I arrived there. It was a fairy tale castle, like the ones you see in Disney films. The interior looked like Cinderella's castle. During the reception, I took advantage of a moment when Gareth was alone to ask him about the castle.
This place is incredible, I exclaimed. Can you tell me a little about it?
Sorry, I don't know much about it either, he answered. But I know someone who can answer all your questions. Wait here, I'll be back in a minute.
He came back a minute later with the most beautiful woman I had ever seen.
This is my cousin Angerad, he said. She's studying for a master's degree in Welsh culture and history.
Angerad had long red hair, pale skin, big blue eyes, and an angelic face. When she smiled at me, my heart melted. I was in love. Angerad started to tell us about the castle.
It was built between 1875 and 1879 on the foundations of a 13th century castle by a local nobleman and his architect. They wanted to build a fantasy medieval castle.
I wanted to listen to her all evening, but another woman arrived and interrupted Angerad's explanation.
Angerad, the bride is waiting to have a photograph taken with you, said the woman.
Angerad excused herself and promised that she will return in a minute. I turned to Gareth.
Why didn't you introduce me to your cousin before? I asked.
Because you've never come to Wales before, he replied.
You're absolutely right, I said. I must see her again. Has she got...
a boyfriend? Interrupted Gareth.
No, she hasn't.
Do you think that I can convince her to have dinner with me? I asked.
I don't know. You'll have to ask her and find out, said Gareth. However, I can show you something that will impress her when you ask. Do you see those spoons?
Gareth pointed to a table in the middle of the room that was covered with food and wine. The table was decorated with hand-painted wooden spoons.
Those spoons are called love spoons, Gareth explained. There is an old Welsh custom in which a young man gives a love spoon to the girl he likes as a symbol of his affection for her. Give one to my cousin before you ask her to have dinner with you.
Angerad returned, and Gareth excused himself to talk to some other guests, leaving me alone with his beautiful cousin. British people can be so discreet. As Angerad continued talking about the castle, I slowly walked with her towards the table. I put my hand behind me and picked up a love spoon. I gave her the spoon and asked her if she would like to have dinner with me. She was so surprised and impressed by my offer of the love spoon that she immediately agreed to meet me the following evening. That was the beginning of a lovely romance between the two of us. We were together during the rest of my 2-week stay in Wales,
and she was the perfect guide to show me the country. We went down to the coast south of Cardiff for a weekend, and Angered tried to teach me to windsurf. She was not only very cultured, but she also loved water sports. There were lots of people in the bay who were experts, and it was fantastic to watch them race across the bay, jumping the waves. Angered was a very good windsurfer. However, I had never tried to windsurf before, and I must admit that I found it very difficult, especially in the cold sea. I picked up the sail and fell backwards into the water. Then I picked up the sail and fell on top of it. I think I spent 29 minutes out of 30 falling off the surfboard. I'm sure that I drank litres of water. All the time, Angered was very patient, and she tried very hard not to laugh at me. Eventually, I decided to stay on the beach and watch her. It was much safer and drier. Apart from my disastrous attempt at windsurfing, we had a lovely weekend. I preferred walking along the beaches. I could stay warm and dry and talk to Angered. The most enjoyable day of our time together wasn't on the coast. It was my last day in Wales, and the day that Angered took me to the Royal National Eisteddfod. It's the largest popular festival of competitive music making and poetry writing in Europe, and it takes place every August for 8 days. I was very impressed by the magnitude of the event. There were 6,000 competitors and over 150,000 spectators, and no one was speaking English. Everything was in Welsh. I had heard that Welsh people love singing and that they have wonderful voices, and it was true. There were some children singing in the Eisteddfod who were only about 12 years old, and they had incredible voices. I didn't understand the words of the poems and songs because they were in Welsh, but it wasn't important. I could hear so much emotion that I could imagine the meaning of what I heard. There were a lot of very, very talented people participating in the event, and it was a wonderful way to spend my last day in Wales. I felt very lucky to have been to an Eisteddfod. There was real pride in the Welsh language and the tradition of poetry and song, and I enjoyed sharing this special occasion.